Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
ESPN Outdoors Report kicks off with our good friend Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, boy, 80 degree temperatures in October. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, I know. It's this Indian summer is sure carrying on. See, we may have a little chance of rain next week, but them temps are still holding, and I guess enjoy while it's here yet.
So where have you been fishing this week, and how has this heat impacted the fish who aren't used to this kind of weather too much in October?
The walleye bite in Madison, it's been spotty. Some days you really get them, and other days they're there, and they don't want to bite. Had a good day on Monday. And this past weekend I was there, and then switched into bluegills. I'm finding bluegills, they're going back to that spring pattern where they're like 6-7 feet down over deep water. So you just got to use your electronics, find the bigger groups of fish that are good size, and just stay away from them. If you get within 40 feet, they kind of spook, so you got to stay off of them. Set your bobber at like 7 feet and throw at the fish that are high in the water column, and been having good luck doing that.
All right, good stuff there. How about anything else across the state of Wisconsin? What's it been like?
Was on Green Lake also, focusing on bluegills. We did get some smallmouth, but we got some really nice bluegills. Those fish were deeper in 23 to 30 feet of water, and also suspended, and just kind of moved around because the fish were constantly on the move, and we were just moving to stay on top of them, and did really well here the other day. So, fish that should start getting them fall patterns once we had weather that's more fall-like.
Sure. Have you talked to anybody that's been out in the woods at all? The mosquitoes still just too bad, especially with this hot temperatures that we've had.
Yeah, I know a few people that have been out, but most people are just waiting for cold weather, at least the frost, to knock down these mosquitoes. They've been pretty bad yet.
Hey, anything else people should know about fishing before we ask about Best Damn Guide Service?
No, I have been getting calls here for some winter trips, so it should be right around the corner. It'll eventually get cold.
All right. How do people make an appointment, or how do people book something with you at Best Damn Guide Service, Pete?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
As we head over to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison right now, coming in with Pat. Pat, we've had extremely warm temperatures here for October. How has that impacted the fish and the fishing?
Well, you know, it sort of made our local fish just sort of hang on to this summer pattern that we've had. Usually this time of year, you'd see water temps dropping down pretty good and fish starting to move in shallow, especially walleyes at night. And you'd see more weeds dying back, but you know, it's really this warm temps just got everything sort of in a pause right now. That being said, though, fishing around town remains good. A lot of fish hanging out on weed edges still, mid-lake humps, still got good walleyes on them. A lot of bluegills on mid-lake humps as well. The musky bite's been slow with these warm temps, but the bass are up shallow and active, so fishing's good. It's just, yeah, it's weird with all this heat.
Yeah, we're supposed to get down about 20 degrees or so, and our meteorologist said maybe even some overnight lows into the low 40s or upper 30s in the next couple of weeks. That'll obviously kind of get water temperatures where they're normally at this time of year.
Absolutely, yeah, and then it'll be game on as far as fishing goes. Everything really picks up once those fish kind of get triggered by those cooler water temps. You'll see walleyes starting to move in shallow, especially at night, but even during the day. And action just all around the chain just picks up as those fish get ready for winter.
All right. Obviously, if you're fishing on the chain or any other place in Dane County, you have to stop at DNS Bait and Tackle, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We've got everything you need to get out on the water as far as tackle goes and a full selection of live bait. We do have some musky suckers coming in now for the musky folks getting out. And, you know, most importantly, though, we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so feel free to call the shop or stop in. We can let you know what's happening. Otherwise, tune into our fishing report. We update that every Friday on social media. So that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have a good old school phone line you can call into, 608-BIG-FISH, and listen to a report.
All right. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll chat next week.
Always a pleasure, Wade. You take care.
Let's move over to Fishtails right now. I'm going to bring in Tim. Tim, with the warm weather, what's it been like fishing around Fox Lake?
Well, you know, this weather has been unbelievable. For the first week in October, you know, we're still up there in the 80, 85 degrees. So it's just a beautiful time to get on the lake, and the fishing has actually been very, very good on Fox Lake.
So what have they been catching? Where have they been catching?
You know, a lot of crappies. You're getting them anywhere from 5 to 12 feet of water. Some real nice crappies. A lot of bluegills biting right now. Probably some of the best bluegill fishing on Fox Lake we've had in years. So when you consider the weather, we haven't had a lot of wind, so guys can get out there, and they're really getting some super fishing for this time of the year.
So do you like warm fishing this time of the year? Would you rather be out there in like a hoodie, sweatshirt, and a flannel?
Well, you know, I tell you, we've been very busy at the shop, mm-hmm. you know, because, of course, bow hunting is open, mm-hmm. and it's been too warm to bow hunt. Now, duck hunting opens this Saturday. It's going to be 80 degrees on Sunday, so not a good day for duck hunting. So a lot of guys have got their fishing boats out yet. They haven't put them away, and they're coming out. So there's been a lot of activity on the lake. I know Big Green has been providing some bluegill action. I haven't heard much on Beaver Dam. I did hear they were getting a few walleyes. But other than that, for the first or second of October, we're pretty blessed with this weather and the fishing we've got right now.
Well, we're blessed to have a place like Fishtails. Tell us about it.
Well, we're located at 529 West Street, downtown Fox Lake. We're open 7 days a week. We're open from 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday. We do close at 5 o'clock on Sunday, so stop in. We still got all our open water fishing stuff out. I did get my tip-ups out and put them on the shelf. You know, that's knocking on the back door here. So stop in and see us, and we have enough stuff here to go out and enjoy a nice day on the lake. And just one thing I'd like to bring up, you know, our FLPO, our Fox Lake property owners, we did stock some more fish last Friday in Fox Lake. We put in 5,000 perch, we put in 200 muskies, and 1,500 walleye. So, you know, we've got a great organization there. A lot of local donations go into that, and that's why Fox Lake's ranked one of the top 20 lakes in the state of Wisconsin, because we have a very active association, and we put a lot of fish in the lake, and if you want to sustain it, that's what it takes.
Well, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails, and we will talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Have a good day today.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues. We bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, who last week we didn't tell you this, but he was en route to Dallas. He sat in Jerry Jones's box for Sunday Night Football. And how was that, watching a 40-40 tie with the big guy, Rick?
Well, you know, it was a great experience. We had a lot of fun. The stadium's really cool. And I tell you, that Jumbotron is so big, you spend more time watching the game on the Jumbotron than you actually do with the players on the field. But you had to go all the way down there for a 40-40 tie. That was kind of crappy.
So does that kind of feel like when you're out on the water for a long time and you catch a bunch of fish, none of them may be at their limit, and you're trying to, you know, get some weight for a tournament, and you come away with nothing?
Exactly. I'm kind of used to that feeling. That's the bad part of it. I'm pretty used to that. That's not good.
All right. So since you've been back, have you been able to get in the water? Have you talked to anybody who's been out fishing? What have you heard?
I've been out every day since I've been back. The bass fishing, you know, you can't, if you're a hunter, this weather is absolutely the worst you could possibly have as far as bow hunting or duck hunting. But as far as fishing goes, I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, we got high 70s, 80 degrees. Going to be almost 90 this weekend. I mean, that's awesome for fishing. Area lakes, I've been on Emily and Little Green and Swan Lake over in Partyville the last couple days. It's good and bad. I mean, I've had some really, you know, good days, some good catches, and, you know, yesterday in Park Lake over in Partyville, I struggled and hardly caught anything. So, you know, I think it depends what lake you're on. But, you know, the fishing is good. I mean, you know, we've had a week of calm, steady weather, and a lot of those bass, game fish, and panfish are all shallow, and pretty easy to catch right now.
I don't think you've ever talked about Park Lake before. What do you like about that lake?
It's actually just part of the Fox River. It's right outside of Partyville. It's nice and close. They actually, you know, there's a lot of walleyes in it. A lot of people don't fish, but the guys that do, you know, keep it kind of quiet. But the bass fishing is usually pretty good, and the crappie fishing is usually pretty good.
Awesome. Obviously, what does duck hunting start this weekend too?
It does. It's this Saturday at Crack Ass of Dawn. You're going to hear a lot of bang. I don't know how much bang you're going to hear because, to be honest, there's not a lot of ducks around. But, yes, it does start. I know Beaver Dam Lake is going to be full of duck hunters. Fox Lake will be full of duck hunters. And the main reason for that is there's so many potholes and ponds that are around Dodge County and, you know, Columbia County. They're all dry or have very, very little water in them. And a lot of the local ducks have moved to lakes or Horicon Marsh where there is water. And which is pretty low, by the way. So I think the, you know, area lakes are going to get pounded pretty heavy first couple of weeks of duck hunting here.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs, your fine lures that are going to be great Christmas gifts as you get through the holiday or if you're getting out on the lake to increase your chances to get that limit and catch big fish. Tell us about them.
Well, right now the crankbait bite is super hot. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm catching all my fish on. I custom paint over 70 different blanks from bass, muskie, walleye, and pike. You can get them here locally at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage, Stew's in Partyville just got a big refill yesterday, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee, probably your local spots.
Rick, I appreciate all you're doing. We'll chat next week.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.